how we met.
That's our story.
It was almost like we were meant to meet that night.
It was like kind of the classic, when you're not looking, it shows up sort of thing.
I caught the feels.
But I look back at that and I'm like, how did my parents not be like, what the heck?
Hello, everybody, and a big, delicious welcome to The Story of Us, the show where I get to sit down with a new guest every single week and hear all about their love story, how they met their partner, what they love and hate most about them, and so much more. My name is Jasmine, and thank you so much for being here today and every Wednesday supporting the show. Guess what? We only have a few episodes left of the season. It has gone so fast. If you've been enjoying it, please do go ahead and give it a rating wherever you listen. Now, today's guest has a good one for us all and gives a little spin on the usual workplace relationship. So without further ado, here she is.
My name is Simone. I'm 24. I'm from Mergen, a little country town in Queensland, and this is my story.
He's a teacher and my mum was his teacher's aide. She set us up at my brother's school formal. We're now married and you guessed it, they're still colleagues. All right, as someone whose mother has tried to set them up multiple times, I already love this story. But just before we get into it, a reminder that if you're listening to this right now and you have a cool love story, I want to know about it. I would love to feature you on the show. So let me know by submitting it to storyofusthepodcast@gmail.com. All right, here's Simone. Welcome to The Story of Us. How are you, Simone?
I'm good, thank you.
Amazing. All right, let's get straight into it. So tell me something interesting about yourself, something I would never guess, some interesting fun fact or anything you feel like sharing.
This was a tricky one. I've always known this about myself and I've never really been super open about it until recently, but I am openly bisexual.
When is that something that you kind of became aware of?
I knew from high school, from a young age, from high school, but it's probably not something I've been comfortable talking about with until the past maybe 4 years.
What spurned that comfort now, or you know, that ability to be able to talk about it more openly?
I just think I'm surrounded by a lot of amazing people and accepting people in my life, and that's incredible. It's a great feeling.
100%. The next thing I want to ask you is, what three words would you use to best describe love?
Oh, so I think trust is a big one, compassion and forgiveness.
Why those three?
I think it's very important to have trust in love. I think you need to, although it may be scary, I think you just need to trust someone. Mm. And, you know, people make mistakes, or, you know, not everyone's perfect. So I think forgiveness is also is important to have a long lasting, forever growing relationship in love. Yeah.
Absolutely. I love how you say forever growing as well, indicating it's not something stagnant or you know, fixed, but it's going to be something that evolves, which I guess is something I'm going to ask you about a little bit later down the track. With that being said, I want to know, Simone, what was your attitude towards love and dating before meeting your partner?
So for a while, I really, really just wanted a boyfriend. Like I've had partners in the past, but just before meeting my now husband, Connor, I was going through a phase where I just wanted to be with someone. I wanted to be in a relationship. And I kind of got to a point where I'm like, oh, I'm happy not being in a relationship. I wasn't looking for love with anyone in particular. And then there he was.
There he was, in the place you probably least expected, right?
Least expected it at the least expected time. Yeah, there he was.
And I want to hear all about this story. So tell me, what is the story of you guys? How did you meet?
I have my mum to thank for our meeting. So
I love this already. As someone who's very close to their mum, I love this story already.
So my mum's a teacher aide and my husband's a teacher. And I was 19, living at home, and she'd come home from work and she's like, there's this new young teacher at school. And, you know, every Friday afternoon we go down to the pub, but he doesn't drink. And I'm like, oh, that'll never work.
You like the drinks?
yeah. And she was trying to sell him to me a little bit. I'm like, Mom, I can't date a teacher. I don't want to date a teacher. I can't date a teacher. One, I said, I'm not smart. And then I said, two, he works with all of my old teachers. There is no way he would still want to date me after hearing the stories of me at school.
Oh, so this was your school that you attended.
Yeah.
That makes it even juicier.
So I was adamant, not dating a teacher, Mum. And then it was my younger brother's high school formal. And we were all dressed up. We had our family photos of my brother, you know, ready to graduate and have his formal. And then my mum's like, oh, like, Simone, come and meet some of the teachers and say hello to your old teachers. I'm like, oh, okay, yep. Next thing you know, Next thing you know, I was shaking his hand and I watched his eyes. I've got a full sleeve of tattoos. I watched his eyes kind of look up at the tattoos and look at my face. And he's probably thinking, oh, this is the girl I'm supposed to be meeting. Okay. And we kind of had a little bit of like awkward small chat. And then that was kind of it. We kept mingling with other people and I drove home that night not thinking anything of it. And I had work the next morning and I woke up that morning to a text message from one of my old teacher aides asking if she could give Connor my number and a Facebook request from Connor. Yeah.
One of your old teacher aides, someone that was teaching you.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. And so had this been, this was 1 year since you had been at school. You were 19.
Two years. Yeah.
2 years since you finished. Was that, what did that feel like when you got that message from your old teacher's aide?
It was crazy. It was so crazy. It was such a bizarre feeling, to be honest.
I bet, like, one, being messaged by your teacher, and then two, the contents of that message as well. Like, is my old teacher trying to set me up with someone?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. So then I had a friend's request on Facebook from Connor also, and I accepted it. I went to work, and I think on my work break, I looked at my phone and he had sent me a message and he's like, it was really nice to meet you last night. I'm going to a super casual thing tonight. Do you want to come? And I'm like, okay.
So what kind of made you change your mindset so quickly? I mean, you'd obviously went from not dating a teacher to, okay, open to this.
I just thought, what do I have to lose? Like, I mean, yeah. What do I have to lose?
Yeah.
And he did seem really nice. He seemed really, really nice in the brief moment we met the night before. So
why not? What's the worst that's going to happen?
Yeah. Exactly. So it was a birthday party at a very, very small bowls club, actually.
That's intimate.
And he was going, yeah, it was actually. So he asked me to come and be his plus one to this small birthday party at a bowls club. And I'm like, oh, okay, sure. So the teacher that messaged me the night before asking if she could give my number to Connor, she was going to be there. So I knew her.
Mm.
So I thought, oh, okay, it's not going to be that awkward because I kind of know her. So she was kind of there with us most of the night. But yeah.
It's always good to have that comfort blanket in that person that you know, even if they were an ex-teacher.
Yeah, that's right. So that was our first date the night after we met.
Firstly, I think nothing sexier than someone who's forward and who is just puts it out there. And I love that he sent you that message the day after. And I love that you said yes as well. I think it's so bold from his end and really brave from your end as well. And secondly, you would consider that your first date. So your old teacher was technically in attendance at your first date.
Yeah, pretty much.
That is wild. And what were your sort of emotions and your feelings like when you encountered him again the second night, the next night?
I remember just thinking, soak in the moment, because I, like, the night before was really rushed. There was a lot of people. And I just remember thought, be present, like, take notice of him. Like, he was so kind, like, so, so kind. And I remember he pulled out my chair for me and I kind of stood there and I thought, hey, that's my chair. Like, give it back sort of thing.
Oh. talk me through the evolution of your relationship thus far? So you met pretty quickly, went on a date pretty quickly. What happened after? And how did you get to the point where you're now married?
Although we had our first date the night after we met, we kind of started seeing each other every weekend after that. And Connor was really, he was really cautious and he did really want to take things slow. And it was so nice and it was so refreshing because I'd never experienced that before. So we kind of just was going out on dates every weekend. And then he went back home to Brisbane for the 6-week school holidays and we didn't see each other for that period of time. And then things didn't really start to develop into an actual relationship until the following March. We spent so much time together, as much as we could. And then on school holidays, we started going away for the weekends and stuff. And it was 1 year after we'd been together that we moved in together for the first time.
So pretty rapid, I guess, progression.
Yeah. I think I pushed it a little bit more than he did because we went on a holiday together and we'd spent almost 2 weeks together, and that was the longest period of time we'd spent together. And I remember being like, I can't not live with this man now. Like, I spent 2 weeks with him. Aww. I missed him so much.
I think, to your point, when you travel with someone, you just, you know them inside out, even if it is 2 weeks, because you're spending all that time together. So I guess it makes sense that you already felt comfortable. Like, I can live with this person. I genuinely think I can live with this person. When you know, right? What was your mom's reaction? Was she just like, hey, I told you so?
She's always like, she's like, you need to thank your mother. But then she's like, but I don't want to hear about it when you fight. She's like, I'm not to blame when you fight.
And is she still his teacher's aide?
Yeah. Yes. They have the most beautiful relationship. It's so special.
I know we're talking about the story of you, but tell me a little bit about the relationship. What, that must be so interesting. Mother-in-law, colleague, teacher's aide, that dynamic really interests me.
Recently, my husband took on a temporary role where it kind of meant he like was her little bit in charge. And I remember him coming home one day. He's like, I kind of need to talk to your mom about this. And how do you think she's going to take it? I'm like, honestly, it's fine. Mm-hmm. Like, you can have these conversations with her. But they always joke. Just the other day, she was like, oh, I couldn't read your handwriting on the board. And my husband always gets my mum to like write on the whiteboard for him because his handwriting is not the best. So they just have so much banter, and it's just beautiful. It's so special.
That's awesome. They must be super close.
They are very much so.
Talk me through about what you love the most about Connor.
He has the biggest heart. He's very emotionally intelligent. And he's just the most kind person you'll ever meet. He's very generous, and he would do anything for anyone. Yeah.
Aww, and he's a teacher, so he's selfless by nature.
Yeah, absolutely.
I guess that's also what drew you to him at the beginning. You said his kindness was something you really noticed, so no surprises that that's what you love so much.
Yeah.
I always love to flip it on its head because it's fun hearing what you love, but it's also fun hearing what you may not like as much. So do you have anything that you may not like as much about Connor?
Oh, definitely his awareness of the time.
What does that mean?
So I'm the type of person that if I'm not 15 minutes early, in my mind, I'm late. And it's always like, we've got to go in 5 minutes and he's not ready or he can't find something. Yeah, I think definitely that's probably something I don't like about him as much. I remember with one of our dates at the very start, I was left waiting an hour and a half with no message to say he was running late. And I'm like, oh, I guess I'll put my pajamas back on. And then he rocked up.
I hope there was some groveling that was done.
There was absolutely. So I just think that's probably the biggest thing is just I like to be on time and he's never on time.
Has being with you made him more punctual?
I think so. I think it definitely has, but that's probably because I'm like, all right, we've got an hour to leave until we got to go. You're getting ready now.
That's like me and my partner, but I'm him and you're my partner because I'm kind of like that. I'm just always like super cruisy. Yeah, I'll go with the flow. It's fine. We've got time. And he's just like, why are you working on Jasmine time? Come on, let's go. Now, the next one I have for you is, what is your favorite thing to do together?
Oh, so we definitely do like going on weekends away and traveling. But right now, with how busy we've been, I think our favorite thing right now is Friday nights, where we take the time and we just have a little date night at home, or we go out for dinner. I think that at the moment, or funnily enough, our Saturday mornings where we get to sleep in together.
Nothing like a Saturday sleep in.
Yeah.
And I feel like you both must really appreciate it, working pretty demanding jobs.
Yeah, absolutely. It's I think it's the little things that is super special.
100%. I want to hear about the proposal and then the honeymoon. How did all that happen?
So we were in Sydney right before the pandemic in January 2020. And oh, this is actually so beautiful. So Connor proposed to me in front of the Sydney Opera House on my parents' 27th wedding anniversary.
And I assume that wasn't a coincidence.
No, aww, it was totally planned. And our honeymoon was one to remember. We were both sick our whole honeymoon.
What was it?
I woke up the next morning after the wedding and I ended up getting gastro, unfortunately. Thankfully, Connor didn't get it. Oh, so we were supposed to go to this nice big family brunch the morning after the wedding, and I sat out because I was so unwell, and then gastro turned into the flu turned into conjunctivitis, and I've never been so sick. And I think the whole week we were away, we went out for dinner once and went out for breakfast once, but at least the view from our room, we saw dolphins every day, which was nice, but it was yeah.
So you were sick on your honeymoon, you poor thing. And
yeah, the whole time.
At least it wasn't the wedding. That would have been the worst, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I can't even imagine.
So we're planning on a honeymoon 2.0.
I was going to ask that. I was going to ask if there's going to be a second coming of the honeymoon. Last question I really have for you is, I'm really curious to hear, what is the best piece of dating advice that you have ever received, or the best piece of dating advice that you have to give, or anything that you want to share that you think would benefit the listeners who might be looking for love, or, you know, unsure that they might have it, or any advice that you have?
So I got some really beautiful advice. So obviously working in aged care, I've worked with a lot of elderly people. And so we had a husband and wife in the nursing home I worked at, and they were married for 60 years. And I remember, wow. I remember I was just about to get married, and I said, I'm getting married in a few months, you know, do you have any advice? And I remember this gentleman said, just don't go to bed angry at each other. Always kiss each other goodnight, and nothing, you know, your love is more important than any argument, any fight. And he goes, it's always important to remember that. It's always important to remember how much you love each other. And that's so much more important than these little things you're fighting about.
And that's coming from someone with 60 years of wisdom and life experience.
Exactly. Yes.
Is that something that you really try and practice every night?
Yeah. And I think it is. And, you know, Connor and I have this really beautiful thing that is with shift work for me, and that, like, we kind of don't, it's not often we go to bed at the same time as each other. However, we always tuck each other in, give each other a kiss, and say goodnight to whoever's going to bed first.
You two are so wholesome. I love you guys. It sounds like you just have such a beautiful, healthy, mature, emotionally intelligent relationship.
I think we do. Yeah.
Simone, it has been honestly a pleasure chatting with you and hearing all about your story. It's so unique and so different. I feel like definitely workplace romances are common, but I don't think I've ever heard this spin on a workplace romance.
Thanks, Mom.
Thank you, Mom. Exactly. Thank you for coming on The Story of Us. Thank you for sharing all your wisdom and all of your passion and grace as well.
Thank you so much, Jasmine. Bye.
And there you go, everybody. The love story of Simone and Connor. Sweet, wholesome, and all around adorable. Remember, you can head to The Story of Us on Instagram where you can see pics of the featured couples. And in this particular collage, make sure you swipe through to see a pic of Simone's infamous mom as well. Thank you, as always, for taking the time to listen to The Story of Us. We've only got a few episodes left to go for this season, and you best believe I am gearing up for an epic season finale. In the meantime, if you're enjoying the show, please give it a rating wherever you get your podcast. And don't forget that I'm always on the hunt for love stories. So if you have one or you know someone that's got one, email me at storyofusthepodcast@gmail.com. Now, there'll be no new episode next week or the week after. Why? Because I'm going to be in Bali sunning it up and having a cocktail, or 500. So I will be back in your ears for the latter part of the season in mid-April. Keep an eye on the Instagram and I'll see you in a couple weeks. Bye.